Hey, this is Zoe Deschanel, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Hey there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today is episode 72. It's going to be the second part of our 2011 quarterly recap. Last week, we played some of the darker, more ambient tracks from 2011 that were great so far. Today, we're going to play kind of the more upbeat, livelier tracks. We sprinkle some ambient stuff here and there, but it's, for the most part, far more upbeat than last week's episode. And again, I just want to put a few disclaimers. All these tracks are from January to now, so there are no leaked tracks. Everything is released, I believe, prior to April, or maybe the first week of April, something like that. And if you didn't hear your favorite tracks from 2011 played in one of these two shows, doesn't mean that that's a I don't think that's a good song or anything like that. It basically means that I did not have enough room to play some great songs, because there's only so many I can play. So let's just dive into the playlist so far today. So the first track we played was by a band called Industries of the Blind. They are a post-rock band out of Brooklyn. When I first heard them, I didn't think this is a band from Brooklyn, because they don't have a Brooklyn feel to them. I thought it was more like a European band. But this track, I think, is maybe my favorite track of the year so far. It's called "The Lights Weren't That Bright, But Our Eyes Were So Tired." Typical long post-rock title. It's off their record, or I guess it's their debut EP, called Chapter 1, Had We Known Better. And that record has three tracks. The first two tracks are like 10 plus minutes, but this track that we played right here was about 5 minutes long. And the great thing about this song was, and you've heard me complain about this throughout the podcast, if you've been listening for a while, the main complaint I'd ever have about post-rock and stuff like that is bloatation. Songs are generally, a lot of the time, longer than they need to be, because bands just feel, hey, we gotta make this as epic as possible. And so it kind of waters down the song. But this was a great example of how you can have such an epic song be 5 minutes or shorter. So I think this is just a fantastic song. Again, it's by Industries of the Blind, and their new band. This was their debut. And that track was the last track off the debut, and it was, the whole record is awesome. Even though their other songs are 10 plus minutes, those are great too. But this one, I think, packs so much punch in so little a time frame. So yeah, we'll go into this next block right here. We've got three semi-short blocks. All of them are, I think, around 15 minutes, and there's three blocks in today's show. This first track that we're going to play coming up is by a Japanese band called Harajika Tracks. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And the song is called Who Getsu. Thank you.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care.
Alright, welcome back. Let's go over what we played in that last block right there. Like we mentioned, the first track was by Harajuku Tracks. They are a Japanese instrumental hip-hop band. That track was called Who Getsu, off their record called Love Universal, which I believe was a debut full-length. I enjoyed that track. It was a really fun track, and it kind of reminded me of Just a Friend by Bismarcky, because it starts off with that piano intro, and then the drums just come in, and it's a great track. And anything that can remind you of Bismarcky is a good thing. After that song, we heard a track by James Blake. James Blake is a very popular artist who's lauded by all the webzines out there. And this track that we played was called Limit to Your Love. It's actually a cover of a Feist song. It's off his debut full-length record that's self-titled. It's called James Blake. Like I said, the webzines love his new album, but to me, it's an album that has moments of greatness filled with a whole bunch of what the hell is just going on here. Like, you'll listen to that record, you'll hear like this 10-20 seconds part where it's just brilliant, and then the rest of the album you're just kind of wishing that it was as good as that 20 seconds you heard. So you keep listening to it over and over again, thinking maybe you missed something. Maybe there's more than just those sprinkles of brilliance, but really, it's just brilliance sprinkled throughout, and just a bunch of nothing. So I don't get all the hype about the record, but that song was very enjoyable. I like that a lot. It's catchy, sticks in your head, and has a nice bass thump to it. Anyway, after that track, we heard a song by Codes in the Clouds. It's called Washington. It's off their record called As the Spirit Wanes, which was their second LP. And they're a UK post-rock band. The one thing I like about them is that they keep their songs short. You know, on their new record, they only have one song that's longer than 5 minutes long. So they're in the, I guess, new school of thought where you should just pack a whole lot of punch in just a short amount of time frame. You don't have to just noodle on forever. And I want to say, noodling has its place. I love noodling. You know, stray and get all ambient and go all over the place, that's fine with me. Just don't bloat the songs longer than necessary. I'm rambling. Let's go into the next block. The first track coming up is by an artist or an electronic outfit. I don't know how many people are in this band, called CK, and this track is called 3. Thank you. Welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. Like we mentioned, the first track was by an electronic outfit called CK. That's not the letters CNK. It's like, it's SEEKAECK, I guess. The track was called 3, and it's off their record called Plus Dome, something like that. It's a plus sign and then the word dome. It's their second LP. They're from Australia, and I don't know anything else about them. So the next track after that was another electronic artist who goes by the name of Vector Lovers. This track was called City Lights from a Train. It's off his compilation that came out this year called Electrospective. And again, I don't really know anything about Vector Lovers except that track was quite fun. After that track, we heard a song by an artist named Evan Abeel, who is half of the Toronto dream pop duo who goes by the name of Memory House, which you may or may not know that I quite adore their music, even though they don't have any full-length records. They just have a bunch of EPs and singles, and all their songs are awesome. I think they recently signed to a big label, and I forget what label that is at the moment, but I'm looking forward to a lot of Memory House stuff coming out. In the meanwhile, Evan Abeel, who is one of the members, or like I mentioned, he had an ambient EP out this year called Lineage, and this track was off that EP. It's called Indian Summer, and like I mentioned earlier, we had a little bit of ambience in the show, and this basically, this Evan Abeel track was one of them, and the track following was another one of our ambient tracks on the episode today. It was by Juliana Barwick. The track was called Bob in Your Gate, and it's off her record called The Magic Place. Juliana Barwick is basically, she basically makes very dreamy a cappella music. It's just her vocals looped over and over again in just this very dreamy, ethereal way. She is from Brooklyn, and whenever you hear her music, you can tell that she is from Brooklyn. There's just a Brooklyn vibe to her music, unlike the Industries of the Blind, which caught me by surprise. And anyway, I pretty much like everything Juliana Barwick has done. Like we mentioned in one of the episodes, her music kind of sounds like Care Bears making love on acid. So if you like that description, which I didn't come up with, I read that somewhere, I think it was on Pitchfork. If you like that description, you definitely should go out and check out her album. So anyway, we've got one last block for you. This next track coming up is a big artist, so I don't really have to say much about it. It's Mogwai, and this track is called Reino Paino. Welcome back. Let's go over what we played right there. Like we mentioned, the first track was by Mogwai, and it's called Reino Paino, or I believe that's how it's pronounced, which is a track off their new album this year called Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. Leave it to Mogwai to always have good album or song titles. And I don't really need to say much about Mogwai. They are a post-rock band from Scotland, and I'm sure we all know this. So the track after Mogwai was by Gold Panda, kind of. It was by Gold Panda. So Gold Panda released a record this year called Lucky Shiner. They're like an electronic outfit from UK. And on that record that they released this year was a song called Marriage, which was a great track, and I wanted to play it in this show. It just kind of didn't fit. So we played a song that was a remix of Marriage. It was by Starslinger. And I don't know if it comes with the Lucky Shiner record or it's just like a B-sides kind of thing, but there is another EP out called Marriage Remixes. So it's just a bunch of different artists remixing the track Marriage off the album Lucky Shiner by Gold Panda. Hopefully that clears things up. But anyway, again, that track was called Marriage. It's the Starslinger remix of a Gold Panda song. And it's quite fun. After that track, we heard another post-rock band called The End of the Ocean. It was a short track called The Dividing Line, off their debut full-length called Pacific Atlantic. And they're a post-rock band from Ohio. Again, a lot of their songs are very short as well, so that's a good thing, I guess. Yeah, that pretty much wraps up the whole show. We've got one track left for you. Before we get into that, just want to say what the next show coming up is. So as you know, prior to doing these two episodes that recapped 2011, we were in the middle of our Untranslatable series. So we're going to continue that next week. The episode coming up next week is a Portuguese word. This word is called Cafuné. It's the act of tenderly running one's fingers through someone's hair. And the curated podcast coming up next is part two of our curated podcast with Jordan Valtz. So stay tuned for those two episodes coming up next. We've got one track left for you, and we'll jump into it right now. It's by Explosions in the Sky. Don't really need to say much about them, do I? Other than the fact that I don't even call them Explosions in the Sky anymore. Does anyone do that? You know, whenever you talk to someone, you just say Explosions or you just say Ites. I always just say Ites. I don't even say Explosions in the Sky anymore. And so this track coming up is off their new record called Take Care, Take Care, Take Care. This track is called Postcards from 1952. And I think it's a great track. I think this whole album is really good. I think it's better than their last album. And Explosions are kind of victims of their own success. It's going to be hard to match their prior releases because it has so much of an emotional impact on you. Because it's usually like, this is the album that I first heard that got me into post-rock. And their albums have a lot of nostalgic weight for people. So it's difficult for their new stuff to match or supersede their prior material. But nevertheless, I think this new album is very good. It probably won't have the same emotional resonance to me as their last albums. But it doesn't. I don't want that to take away from the fact that this is a very solid album. And anyway, again, here's Ites with Postcards from 1952.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping foam with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kinda strange. Cause when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. That's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby.
For it at this time, I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, I got picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend.